You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
And the party weather continues with warm temperatures and dry skies again this weekend. Just a few clouds. Don't you love it? I sure do. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about how the big parties with all those fireworks on July 4th affected our air quality. Cliff seems to think personal fireworks should be banned. We'll hear more about that in a moment. First, let's get that forecast. Pretty nice, right, Cliff?
Except it's going downhill by the end of the weekend, but I'll say more about that later. This morning, we had a little push of marine air coming in. You may have noticed the wind strengthening and the temperatures dropping a little bit compared to yesterday. Low clouds got just barely into the southern sound, a few wisps here in Seattle. But today, you know, it'll be a little cooler than yesterday, highs mid to upper 70s. So, you know, a really nice day, no precipitation. Now, during the weekend, we're going to see a slow deterioration, but very slow. Saturday morning, maybe a few low clouds getting into the sound, but clouds along the coast, temperatures in the mid 70s. But what's going to happen is an upper-level trough is going to be pushing in on Sunday into Monday. So I expect Sunday to be a little bit of a step down, temperatures only getting to lower mid-70s, clouds along the coast, some getting into Puget Sound and then burning off, and then many more clouds on Monday. I think we'll start off having clouds inundating the whole western Washington area and temperatures dropping into the lower 70s. I don't expect any rain, so this is not a strong trough. It should stay dry, but we'll have a slow cool down with increasing clouds, especially by the end of the weekend and on Monday.
So no rain to wash out the air and maybe take away some of that residual smokiness from the 4th of July, right?
That's right. In fact, it's amazing. It hasn't rained in 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't see any real rain coming up for a week or so. And we could have a few drizzle sprinkles, maybe Monday and Tuesday mornings, but that's it. So we are going to go probably at least a month with no precipitation, at least if the models are right. And then we're going into the driest part of the year. So, I mean, we're going to be talking drought in a few weeks, I suspect, without having rain for weeks. So it's such a contrast to last winter where we had the wettest winter in the history of Seattle.
Indeed. And air quality, though, is important also for all kinds of reasons. And you've written that it's worse in the South Sound around here than elsewhere. Why is that?
Right. So we had a lot of fireworks this week, right? 4th of July, leading up into it and right after. And so we have both the big shows and people setting off their own personal fireworks. Well, the effects on air pollution are really quite substantial. I look at the information for the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, and here in Seattle, the particle count spiked up on 4th of July and into the morning of the 5th. But where it really went crazy was in the South Sound. Areas around Tacoma and Auburn and Federal Way, the particles were up to a level that was more reminiscent of Beijing than Puget Sound. And there's two things going on. There's more fireworks down in the South Sound. There's a lot more folks that are selling fireworks. But also it's the meteorology. Down in the South Sound, they're protected from the ocean a bit. You know, we have what's called the sound breeze that moves through the Strait of Juan de Fuca and down to central Puget Sound. Well, they tend to get a little bit less of those winds that mix the air up. So the air tends to be a little bit more stagnant down in the South Sound. And so the pollutants tend to concentrate. We see that paralleled in the winter. They tend to get more fog in the South Sound than we do here in Seattle. So with more fireworks and weaker winds, the air quality really degrades around Tacoma. And it was pretty serious, at least for a day.
So you think personal fireworks should be banned?
I do. I think it's time to ban these things. I mean, each year there are house fires and apartment fires. Each year people losing fingers or losing their vision. People's hearings are being affected. I've gotten a number of emails of people who are war veterans that are terrified. People with dementia are really affected. So, I mean, considering the environmental and the psychological effects, the dangers, I just don't think there's any reason to have personal fireworks anymore. And I think people should be happy with the community events, which are so wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News. I can't stop the...
KX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away your head, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR One.